Think a minute. Years ago, a woman was awarded the highest honor an American civilian can receive, called the Medal of Freedom. This was amazing, especially since she wasn't even an American. In fact, she was from the city of Manila in the Philippines. Her name was Mrs. Josefina Guerrero, but later she became known as Joey. Joey was a young, pretty, outgoing lady who was well known in her home city of Manila. Her husband was a wealthy medical student, so everything seemed to be going her way. Then World War II started. Joey and her friends offered to help the U.S. prisoners of war by bringing them food, clothing, medicine, and messages. Later, Joey even offered to serve as a spy. In fact, she became the best spy the Americans ever had. On her first mission, she explored and drew maps of enemy camps and forts. Her only weapons were paper and pencil, which she used to record everything she saw behind enemy lines. One of Joey's almost impossible missions took her on foot through 56 miles of enemy territory, including minefields and enemy camps. It was this kind of bravery and skill on her many missions that earned her great respect from the American soldiers, who gave her the affectionate nickname Joey. What's so amazing is during those 3 years of her very successful career as a spy, and all of her dangerous missions behind enemy lines, Joey was never caught or even searched one time. But there was a reason why she was able to achieve such a remarkable record and success as a wartime spy who saved many American lives. You see, Joey actually had a weakness that she used to win the war, and that was her secret weapon. She had leprosy. Did you know that you also have a secret weapon? It might even be what you think is a weakness. But God can help you find the way to use it to your advantage, for your success in life, by helping others. So why not ask Him to take control of your life so He can start leading you into the successful, satisfying life He has planned for you? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.